Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
So there's another thing that American in the Western world has made normalized, where if you really think about it, a lot of these places outside of America, the whole home buying process is different.
It's so different.
It's like if you have $200,000, and you buy a home for $200,000.
That's it. No interest. Yes.
It's really how it should be, honestly, mm-hmm. right? Because it's like we normalize buying things that we can't afford.
Absolutely.
So we put 10% down or 3.5% down.
The lowest we can possibly put.
1% down on a home that costs $5 million, and now we got to pay a mortgage that we can't afford.
Absolutely.
And it's like, that's because we live beyond our means.
Yes.
That's because we want things that we really can't afford. Mm-hmm. We want bigger. Mm-hmm. So it's like, well, why don't you just pay for something that you can afford?
Yes, absolutely.
But that's never really been taught to us because the mortgage, and even the way that banks work, a lot of these countries, especially on the Muslim countries, the banks don't charge interest. Mm-hmm. So the whole way that the banking system is set up is different. It's not really incentivized for you to take a mortgage. Because when you're taking a mortgage, the bank is really winning in a situation, right?
Yeah, of course.
So the amount of money that you're going to pay over a 30-year time frame, you could have bought three more houses for the house that you just purchased.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's like, even the way that we look at real estate in America, we have a different mindset. We're trained to put ourselves in debt for things that we traditionally can't afford to benefit the bank.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's a beautiful way to explain it. And that's exactly what's happening. And that's why I really love that. So having a conversation with Americans now, and I'm like, well, if you want a property now, you have to put 50% down. It's like, oh, gut punch. Like, wait, what?
How do I do that?
What in the world just happened? But imagine if we were trained all our lives to say, no, you can own a property in 7 years. How many more of us will be investors? How many more of us will own real estate free and clear because there's no annual property taxes?
And make better financial decisions.
Yes, exactly. If I know I need it, then I'm going to put it towards something that's going to actually add value. And so I really love that when they typically go through the financial aspect of what is necessary, they're going to look at your last 2 years bank statements. That's the maximum that they'll ever do. Sometimes it can be shorter, 3 to 6 months. It's really, really capital focused. I can't emphasize that enough. But in the scenario where you do get financing, there will be some interest. But again, if you go back to option A and you pay cash, there is no interest. So that's the options that investors have. So it's really, really dope.
So you said something, and we saw this as well. There was a lot of cranes.
Yeah.
Right? So that means there's a lot of development happening.
Yes.
Which sometimes could lead, and we've seen this happen in Florida, when there's too much property and the market is oversaturated. Mm-hmm. How do we know when or where we should be focusing? Because you also brought up the mainland and the free zone, which are two different things. And maybe you can explain that as well. How do we know that, you know what, this market won't be oversaturated in the next 5 to 10 years?
Absolutely. I feel like oversaturation is kind of like just a mindset thing. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Because imagine if y'all didn't start a podcast because there were hundreds of podcasts. It's just about what can you provide value for? What makes Dubai unique to the world is a few reasons. One, there's no capital gains tax. There's no income tax. There's no property taxes.
We got to slow down and say that again. don't breeze over that.
So there is no capital gains tax, no income taxes, or any property taxes in Dubai. That alone allows so much cost savings for people that are ultra high net worth individuals, okay?
Yeah.
You're talking about the number three safest place to live in the world. So if you have a Bugatti in the US and you have to keep it in your garage, but you really wanna drive it, what good is it to have all these things that you can't enjoy? You come to Dubai and use that same money, you can enjoy everything that you, the fruits of your labor. You can truly relax and enjoy it. It is the number one most profitable destination for Airbnb. And it is the number one most popular travel destination. It's literally written in their airport. So what Dubai is creating is a safe haven for people who are entrepreneurial. I will also say when it comes to people who have service-based jobs, this is one of the cons that people may need to also pay attention to that's listening. If you are American and you don't have a specialized skill or you're not an entrepreneur and know how to actually generate income for yourself as a business owner, you're going to struggle in that market. It's not necessarily the place for you to come and say, oh, I'm going to put in all these applications. You have to come over there and have something to give. Mm-hmm. It's really kind of like a give and take type of society. They allow you to do your thing, but you have to generate income for yourself. Unless you're coming over there, you're like a CEO of Google or something like that. But that middle ground doesn't really exist for Americans because the service-based business there, they're able to use skilled labor. Yeah.
They're able different parts of the world.
Yeah. Different parts of the world. And just the cost of labor is so much lower than what an American would expect. So you have to be able to generate your own income. But your question, though, as far as which areas are really popping. So on the luxury side, you have the Palm, you have the Dubai Marina, which is where I live. I absolutely love it. You know, waking up every day and being able to just see yachts at 10 o'clock in the morning. People are just out living their best life is so inspiring to me. The other areas I absolutely love are like downtown Dubai, Maidan City. And then on the lower end, more affordable areas, you have places like the City of Arabia or Emaar South or...
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EarnYourLeisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EarnYourLeisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Mac Hills, and there are so many different areas that you can now invest in. The beautiful part about it is that it's a growing economy, so everything's open.
You said something that was important to
me. I'll try really quick. So the free zone, is the Palms part of the free zone? How does that work?
That's going to be a part of the main. So free zone in mainland is just for people who are looking to start businesses to conduct business. Okay. It's like it allows you territories, essentially, to be able to conduct business, to transact. But when it comes to actually investing, you won't actually see a project advertised if you can't, as a foreign investor, purchase it. If it's something that's localized, that's more under wraps. That's not going to be listed for sale. They actually identify on the listing if it's something that the public can purchase or if it's something an investor can purchase.
Gotcha.
But when it comes to like all these new developments, those are all for foreign investors.
You said something that was I want to get back to. There's no property tax. Mm-hmm. That's another thing in America. It's like you technically never really own
never
your property.
Because yes.
Even if you buy it out in cash,
yes,
if you fall behind on your property taxes, mm-hmm. then they can take your property.
Absolutely.
And that's something that, you know, property taxes, depending on where you live, that could be the mortgage right there.
Yeah,
or
and
more.
Not to mention, you're not in control of it. It may start
and it goes up. It goes up every year.
Yeah. It goes up. And then you know, and then let's also think about the legacy play. We all have children. Well, yes, you do have a son too. So we all want to leave things to our children. And it's like, okay, if they get tired of the property, oftentimes we lose all of the things that we work so hard in the next generation, you know, but in this particular scenario, you leave this to your child in a trust. They're going to keep it forever.
So there's
no property taxes. Yeah.
So can you correct me if I'm wrong, but I was reading. So you said no property tax, mm-hmm. no capital gains tax. Mm-hmm. And you brought up Google, so it made me think.
There's no corporate tax.
But I was reading that might be something that they're looking to change.
That is something that they are open to changing very soon, within like 2024, 2025-ish,
yeah.
which, you know, they may have a corporate tax. Yeah. I mean, they're like, listen now, y'all over here making too much money.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, if I'm a corporate, yes. like these enterprises, and I come to Dubai,
yes.
I'm not paying corporate tax.
Not paying corporate
for the
tax.
Next 2 years. And even the proposal right now is saying about 9%.
Yes.
As opposed to the United States, which is 21%.
Yes. Yes.
It makes
a lot
of sense.
It's a huge cost saving. So right. even if it's 9%, you're still saving money.
Right.
And you're living in a place that's safe. And you have all this labor that is a lower expense. You know, it just makes sense on so many different levels to at least think about it and have the conversation about why am I not investing or conducting business in this region. Another thing I want to also point out, you mentioned oversaturation mm-hmm. and seeing all this projects. And it's like, okay, well, what are people actually doing with this real estate? You can go to Dubai and you might see buildings that may not seem like there are a lot of people in them. And there's a reason why. It's because people come to Dubai and they don't just purchase one unit. They purchase an entire floor. So you may see a floor in the building that looks vacant. But the reason that it is because it's just something they're either sitting on, somewhere that they're parking their money, you know, or a legacy play where they just bought it for them kids. They bought the floor for them their kids.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Dubai is part of the UAE, United Arab Emirates, but there's other Emirates. Another Emirate down the road is Abu Dhabi.
Yes.
That's where we met. So the Abu Dhabi play is interesting because from my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, Dubai became so popular because they had the vision for the tourism.
Correct.
But Abu Dhabi is the real finance capital. Abu Dhabi is the real money.
Yes.
That's they have way more wealth in Abu Dhabi than they have in Dubai. And they are obviously, you know, connected, but there's some level of competition as well.
Oh, yeah.
And Abu Dhabi is trying to catch up to Dubai as far as on the infrastructure and tourism side.
Yes.
So do you do work in Abu Dhabi, and what are the opportunities for Abu Dhabi? Because it's only an hour away.
So
driving an hour away.
Yeah. So I really love Abu Dhabi. I look at them as I look at Dubai almost as like the black sheep of the UAE. It's one of those places where you can go and you can have, like you said, any part of the world at your fingertips. Any experience that you want, you can have in Dubai. When it comes to Abu Dhabi, it is very much more conservative. You know, so the lifestyle shifts. It's like as soon as you drive into Abu Dhabi, it's almost like you feel at peace. You're like, where are the birds? Like, where I need sound. Like, it's too perfect. What is going on? So it's really kind of about the vibe that you're going for. Like, I go to Abu Dhabi for relaxation. I go there because I want to make some high net worth connections, you know, but I don't see Abu Dhabi being as tourist friendly, if you will, as Dubai anytime soon, because they still want to keep some of their culture alive. I think when you start to just allow too much to happen, it can kind of overthrow your overarching goal of life, which I really do love because we all need those pockets to be able to like decompress and go back to, you know. And so, but they are doing a lot of development. They are much more wealthy than Dubai because they are oil focused. Dubai is not oil focused. They are tourism focused and supply chain focused. So that is also a misconception about Dubai. It's like they had this oil money. No, they have tourism money. And so that's why they're constantly building, constantly developing. And so the reason I love living there is because I'm a resident, but I get to take advantage of living in a tourism-focused city.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.